You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for another day, so it's time for the opening. And this morning I'm speaking to Skulk Lowe, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town. But he's not in Cape Town. He's in such a beautiful place. It's a place that used to be really off the beaten track. It's called Stilby on the southern Cape coast. But today it's become a little bit more glamorous. More people buying homes there, a couple more shops than there used to be. I remember when there used to be one little grocery store. But Skulk, just paint the picture. It must be nice and warm down there, I would imagine.
Man, Lindsay, I think it's something, you know, I think the earth has turned, or, you know, I know there's a term called global warming, but this must be the absolute opposite. It's freezing cold, and well, not just in Stilby. I mean, I looked at you know what things look like in Cape Town today. I mean, there's single figures. I can see Joburg is getting a nice little cold front. So South Africa in general is cold. But just to get back to you, you know, Stilby, as we currently speak, I'm looking through a window which is pretty frosty. Yeah, I think about 100 kilometers from here, closer to towards Ladysmith, the snow is pretty thick on the mountains.
Really? So, that's exciting.
Yeah. Well, it is specifically, and especially for the Clan Karoo side. So yeah, I think I haven't found this town to be as cold as I'm currently getting, but still absolutely enjoyable. Just a bit of love this place, love the area, and just a bit of you know, quiet time. Stilby.
Yeah, and before we get to the markets, which are obviously the most important thing, I would imagine last night, celebrating your father's 70th birthday, you would have made a poiki, which for anyone that doesn't know is sort of a great big pot of stew in one of those fantastic iron pots and put on a fire. Is that what you had, and maybe a bottle or two of red wine, Skulk?
We did. So luckily we were stocked up, or my father was stocked up. So we were in the privileged position to have a bottle or two of red wine. And yes, you are indeed correct. I made a poeke, as it was very cold and rainy last night. So I made a beef curry to continue on your point. I made a wonderful beef curry pot last night, yes.
Very good indeed. Well, the markets has been a pot all week. It's been a big mixed pot of bearishness on Monday, bullishness on Tuesday, Wednesday followed through with the bullishness, and this morning, I don't know, just a little bit flat as people sort of wake up to what has happened over the week. But what's the mood this morning as you look at the JSE Securities Exchange?
I think in general, not negative. So we're definitely looking at a market that is a little bit, you know, positive. We're looking at the US, which we will touch on a bit later, but we're looking at the US, which is slightly positive, you know, from a let's call it Dow Jones and futures point of view. So that seems to be good. We're waiting for you know, a few companies that's going to bring out earnings today. I think the bigger companies is Intel and AT&T. I think that's the two that we'll definitely look at. But other companies that's going to bring out results as well as Volkswagen, Union Pacific, Danish, you know, and Abbott Laboratories and Unilever. So I think quite a few results to look at, which I think could have an effect. Economically, yeah, I think biggest news today is going to be the SA Reserve Bank. They're going to make the interest rate announcement a little bit later. I don't think, you know, not don't think. We all know, I think it's going to be a bit of a non-event. We saw the inflation figures came out. Those who didn't, you know, saw them, South Africa's inflation came out, you know, 4.9%. And as I mentioned yesterday, this is now the first time since May 2006 where South African year-on-year inflation came out lower than the U.S. inflation. So I think that puts the Reserve Bank in a position to keep interest rate lower for a little bit longer. So I don't think we're going to see any major upsets later today.
Okay, sounds pretty quiet. And I'm going to therefore go straight to the spot prices. The dollar rand is 14.52, and that's about 20 basis points better than it was at its worst this week, which was, I think, around about 14.73. So well done, the rand. 14.52 dollar rand. British pound against the rand, 19.96. Euro rand, 17.13. Euro dollar, and let's call it 1.18 on the nose, and that's unchanged overnight. Last night in the United States of America, the Dow Jones rallied. Follow-through buying from Tuesday, 0.83% higher. And if I can get this, do you know that, what I hate, Skunk, is when I'm reading something and then something pops up and obscures my view, some ad for some product that I'm never ever going to buy. But anyway, it's my problem. S&P 500 up 0.8%, NASDAQ up 0.9%, and in the Far East this morning, green across the board, 0.6% higher for the Nikkei Dow in Tokyo, where the Olympics start in 24 hours' time. And I must admit, it's a very underwhelming experience for myself. Shanghai up 0.33%, Hong Kong doing very well indeed. The Hang Seng is 1.8% to the good, and the All Share in Sydney just over 1% higher. The gold price, not so great, Skunk. $1,802, down $21 an ounce in 24 hours. The platinum price is up 9 to $1,080 an ounce. Can you give me live palladium, please?
Yeah, platinum is also slightly up today, a little bit better than platinum. That's actually trading $2,670. I don't think the gold is I hear you, $21 down movement, but I think when we chatted last night, just at the 5 o'clock shadow, you know, gold was also trading, you know, 1804. So pretty much similar levels to more or less last night when our markets closed.
Quite right. Holding on to 1800, it's good. I think it's poised for greatness, as you do. The CRB commodity index, the big basket of every single commodity that you can dig out the ground or pick off a tree or whatever it is, 226.36. So it's bounced back from below 220 earlier in the week. So this commodity bull run, to me, is not over yet. The oil price, let's have a look at that one. Obviously a major constituent, the energy sector of the CRB. West Texas crude holding on to $70 a barrel. It's $70.13, which is down 0.25%, but nonetheless, as I say, above 70. Brent crude oil, $72.01 per barrel, which is down 0.3%. The US 10-year bond, it's been all over the place. 127.5 at the moment. 1.275 is the yield on the US 10-year bond. The South African 10-year bond yield, in response to the strength in the rand, is doing rather well. It's 3 basis points better at 8.91%. And when I say better, that's the yield falling. S&P futures this morning, very subdued, more or less unchanged, just a few points higher at 4,354. So what we've got to look forward to is the South African Reserve Bank, Skunk, this afternoon as you go on your travels in the area. Where are you off to? You off to Ladysmith or somewhere like that?
Yeah, today it's Ladysmith, and we're going into the teeth of this cold front, so it's going to be fun.
It will be fun. Well, while you're driving there or just settling into your luxurious accommodation, the Reserve Bank, Lesetha Kanyaga, will be announcing probably it's going to be a flat line. And let's have a look at the JSE's movers. And bear in mind that I do have a 15-minute delayed screen, and it really does seem like a very subdued day. But every time I say that, something happens. Redefine up 2.8%. Bytes up 1.7%, Harmony up 1 2/3, Sappi is also up 1 2/3%. On the downside, the ones that we look at, Distell down 0.7, Santam is a 0.2% loser, British American Tobacco the same to the downside, 0.2%, and Equitas has lost 0.4%. Any other shares on your radar, Skulk?
No, I think we chatted about Anglo American yesterday, which was in the news in the past. It's called 48 hours. Yesterday had a very, very strong day. I think it was 3.5% in the green today. Similar. I mean, again, another day of Anglo American being, you know, more than 2%, you know, positive. So as you mentioned earlier, I mean, clearly this commodity upswing is not finished yet. So yeah, I think with these companies reporting pretty solid results, I think there's more to come.
Very good. Skunk, give us the JSE indices after nearly 40 minutes of trading, please.
So as we currently stand, the JSE All Share is trading 66,842 points. That is 0.43% positive for today. Best sector is currently the resource sector. It's up 1.1%. Industrial sector is unchanged as we currently speak, and financial sector, 0.5% positive for today.
Skunk Low is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town. He's at the moment on the Cape South Coast, and he's going to be travelling around. Please drive safely in those snowy and icy conditions, Skunk, and we'll speak next Wednesday evening on the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.